Well, let me set the stage here, if I may. It is a stage, come to think of it, because we have City Theater here with us, and Nikki Battistelli is here. Nikki, tell me about your role at City Theater, what you do.
Yeah, hi, thanks for having us. I'm the marketing director at City Theater. So these two are really the stars. I'm just here to tell you how you can buy tickets.
That's okay. Can you explain the production and how you've involved youth in it?
Yeah, for sure. So the production is What the Constitution Means to Me by Heidi Schreck, directed by Mark Masterson. And the premise of the show is that the playwright Heidi, when she was in high school, she traveled around the country participating in debates about the Constitution at American Legion halls and won prize money and paid for her whole college education with the prize money from these competitions. And, 30 years later, she was looking back at this time of her life, and the show really talks about what the Constitution means to her and her mother and her grandmother. But she talks a lot in the play about how she's just so inspired by the youth of today and how they are moving us forward as a country. So the last portion of the show involves two teenage debaters coming out and debating with Heidi about the Constitution. So we are so fortunate to have Lamise and Swati sharing that role and debating with us live every night.
How cool that is. And I'd like to meet both of you. And why don't we start with you, Swati? Tell me a little bit about yourself and how this all came about.
Well, so my name is Swati Malarapa, and I'm a 16-year-old at Fox Chapel Area High School. I've been debating for about, 4 years now, and my debate coach actually sent out an audition flyer on our Schoology page, and that's where I got the opportunity from, and I decided, why not? I mean, I already do debate. Why not give it a try in theater? And so I auditioned, and then I got the part. I really like how Heidi Schreck, the playwright, integrated the youth of America, into her play, since she talks about the future and how she's so inspired by youth, and then she brings the younger kid on the stage to share her ideas and her thoughts and her scope with everyone else in the audience.
Is this your first experience in such a large stage production?
It is. It is my first experience. I've actually never even done theater. I'm a core debater, and when the COVID pandemic hit, there wasn't much opportunities for extracurriculars, and I was only in seventh grade at the time. In seventh grade, I was involved in a musical, The Beauty and the Beast, but I was one of the dancers on set. I was supposed to be in the mug dance, the very well-known mug dance, but unfortunately that got canceled due to COVID, so I never had any stage experience, no theater experience. This is truly my first role on a big production as big as City Theater.
Interesting. Let's meet the other person here with you, Lamise. Tell me about yourself.
Hi, I'm Lamise Soubert. I'm a senior at North Allegheny Senior High. I started debate in eighth grade, so a little bit later because I moved here around eighth grade. My old school didn't really have debate in middle school, but I've been debating for the last 5 years. Our team is pretty big. There's 120 kids in our team. I've liked taking more of a leadership role recently. I'm the president now. We just travel a lot, debating. We have nationals coming up, a lot of stuff. But with What the Constitution Means to Me, my debate coach was had known someone who knew about the play somehow. She knew the director or had heard about that the director was looking for local debaters, and they were hey, you should my coach was you should definitely audition for this. They are looking for a local female high school debater. So I just sent my video in, here I am. But prior to this, I hadn't really had on stage theater experience. I performed in some pit orchestras because I play the clarinet a lot, stuff like that. But I've always loved theater. I just have never actually been on the stage. So yeah.
I'm curious what attracted each of you to debate. It sounds like you both got involved in 7th grade, yeah. Am I right about
like
that?
Like 8th grade, yeah, like middle school, so yeah.
That's not necessarily something that everyone is attracted to at that age, because often, if it were me, I wouldn't have been very interested in being articulate or necessarily presenting opinions or even arguing opinions or positions that weren't mine. What attracted you to it?
Yeah, exactly that. I was actually kind of like you just said, I was very introverted, not much of a people person. But in 8th grade, 7th grade, that was when the COVID pandemic hit. And so my school started a virtual debate club. And because I was insanely bored out of mind, I was like, let's give this a try. You know what? There's nothing else available. I mean, you can't really like dance virtually or like do any fun events in person, because this was during lockdown. And so when our virtual debate club started, I decided, okay, why not? And then I ended up really liking it. And so, yeah, I think that's where the foundation of my public speaking skills started.
What about for you?
So I joined debate when it was still in person. COVID was at the end of my freshman year, so 8th grade was completely normal. At our school, they only had it like 2 times a month for like middle schoolers. And I just joined because I was like, okay, it's only like 2 times a month. Like, I'll just go. It seems like a really like useful skill. A lot of my friends did it. My mom would always be like, this is like so cliche, but my mom would always be like, oh, like, you know, you're good at arguing. So like maybe like structure it a little more and like go do debate. So there were just like really great role models there. Like the seniors who... At our school, it's all student taught. The seniors come to the middle school, sophomore, junior, seniors. But I had seniors, and the seniors who would come like teach us debate were like amazing. They were like so like well articulated, and the type of debate I chose is one that like combines like philosophy, like different types of philosophies with like stats and like kind of cards of evidence and stuff like that. Whereas some types of debate are just, you know, like statistics, or some of them are just like modeling after some other body. But like this was kind of a combination, so I really enjoy the type of debate I do, and I genuinely find it interesting, which is why I think I stuck with it, because it's like it'll take something that is like maybe an economic issue, but then you can look at like whether you should approach it for, like, from different philosophical standpoints, whether you should look at like issues of structural violence within it. Like there's a lot of different things you can do with it. And then I just started doing it like every weekend in high school. In sophomore year, when it was fully online during COVID, I could focus on it more, and I just started going like every single weekend because it was like the only thing that's like keeping me motivated. So that's when I really like started sticking with it. And yeah.
That's it's good to know that debate is something you can rely on in times that, like COVID, are difficult, and in other times when things are a little bit more normal. Swati Milarepa and Lamis Subir are here with us. If you're just joining us, we're talking about the play "What the Constitution Means to Me," which is on the City Theater stage now through February 12th. So each of you had a chance to, you're in the play, but you've also had a chance to improvise a bit with your take either on part of the Constitution or your relationship or feelings about it. Can you explain a little bit and maybe share what you did?
Yeah, so in the play, during the first segment, Heidi actually talks about how the penumbra metaphor relates to the Ninth Amendment. And then during my segment, I bring it up during my first like introduction monologue. I actually I bring it up. And so since the penumbra metaphor was a little difficult to understand, at least as my character, I tell the audience another metaphor using mysteries and different forms of government instead of the penumbra metaphor.
Could you show us that or have us
hear
it?
Yeah, so different forms of government and mysteries, like, they actually have a lot in common because there's always a mystery to how they're going to work out in reality. And so when I say that like sentence, I'm just relating the fact that the penumbra metaphor is like kind of like how anything can happen in... Okay, so here, let me try and explain it another way.
Sure.
So you know how whenever you read a mystery, you don't know what the outcome is going to be, what's going to happen along the way, or what the clues that you're going to find. You won't know what the outcome is, who was the culprit, this one or that one. That's the same thing like democracy. Democracy is, like, the case of democracy is so mysterious that we just don't know how it's going to work out if we completely change our government. And so to provide a little context for this, in the debate, we are arguing on the topic, should we abolish the Constitution, yes or no? And this is covered in our promo video on Instagram as well. And Heidi and the debater switch roles. So Lamis is abolish and I am keep. And so Heidi will alternate between those roles on whoever is performing each night. And so since I am keep, I am saying that if we were to completely alter our constitution, then that would lead to chaos and collapse, because we simply don't know the impacts of what would happen if we were to completely alter and write a new constitution, since America has such a strong faith in it, in the current status quo. So in my metaphor, I'm basically saying that there's so much that we simply just don't know yet about our government and how it would react. And I relate that to mysteries to make it easier to understand for people, if you understand.
Sure, you don't know what you don't know, and it's all going to unfold as you learn more. Now, you argue in favor of abolishing the Constitution, and how do you take on that argument?
Yeah, so the thing that I have changed in my speech, so in the, basically in the play, there's three speeches, because it's proposition, opposition, proposition, opposition, proposition, opposition. It goes back and forth. So in my third speech, I talk about how the Constitution has affected me, and we were talking about changes that we kind of made, and we couldn't we weren't free liberty to make these changes. We obviously had to check with Heidi Schreck, the original playwright, first, and just discuss what these changes would mean. But in the original script, it talked about how young people in modern America today aren't really concerned with this Constitution, they don't really think about it, and that was my original speech. But I was okay, but I do think about this, so I changed a little bit to be being a Black woman in modern America from an immigrant family, I do think about the Constitution a lot. And even though a lot of my classmates dismiss maybe constitutional matters as petty politics, it's become really apparent to me that the Constitution affects all of us, because it affects all of our human rights, it determines our human rights, and especially for people like me. So with that argument, I kind of take it on as it's the Constitution doesn't really mention any groups of color. It doesn't mention women at all. It doesn't consider the original Constitution doesn't consider most people full citizens or full human beings. So that's kind of where I go through my argument. I talk about how a new one should be created, because the current one is basically too it has too many structural flaws. It's built upon excluding people, so you can't really reform it to include everyone if they were included from the beginning. So that's what I focus on mostly in my speech, and I think Heidi wrote it really well, in which it comes across really well. So yeah.
Yeah, and so just to add on a little bit to that, so she talks about how it needs to be changed, and that there's so much that it needs to be refined in every in her argument. But then I return that and say that democracy is not something that just happens because we magically change a piece of paper. Democracy is something that we have to make happen. We have to fight for every single day. If people want to change the country, and this is a part of when I argue, if they want to change the country, they need to wake up, get involved, protest, and do whatever they can to change how the people see other people, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, just because we magically change a piece of paper and demand that everyone treats each other equally, that's not going to happen. People have so many different viewpoints, and that's not their fault. It's just how how their upbringing was and the environment they were around in, they surrounded themselves in. So like Lamy said, Heidi really does articulate her points very well, because it's so hard to choose, like, keep or abolish. I mean, there's pros and cons to both. Mm-hmm. So like, how are we supposed to go about bringing equality and justice in a way that doesn't negatively impact a small percentage of our population?
Wow, what a great vehicle for getting a healthy discussion going. I wish we had more time today, but you have more time as you're listening right now to hear a longer conversation and get even more engaged both with Swati and Lamis and the show What the Constitution Means to Me. I hate to call it a show. It's a combination. It's a show, but it's also immersive, which makes it exciting. It runs at City Theater through February 12th. You two are incredible. I hope we'll see you again sometime. I would love to hear you host a talk show for us or talk about an issue like this. We just have about a minute or so left. Is there anything either of you would like to say that I didn't give you space for?
Yeah, so I'd just like to say that you guys should really come watch the show, because we really do involve the audience as like another character within our play. It's really interesting because the point of the play is not just a comedy. It's to sort of wake you guys up. It's to like inform the audience and the general population of our current status quo and like the things happening in it. So it would really be interesting for your take and your input on coming to see our play, since we do involve the audience, as they say, like as a character in our play.
Mm-hmm. I would encourage everyone to like come form your own opinions about like each side, because I did learn both like sides of this argument, and I definitely like learned a lot about both. I do like now prefer one. I think it like really dives into like not only the facts behind the issue, but how like the Constitution actually plays out in people's lives, and a lot of that is like Heidi / Tammy, like the actress who plays Heidi. A lot of that is her part. It really goes through like how the Constitution has affected different generations of women specifically, and then I really enjoy the debate. Again, there's a lot of like audience participation, like an audience member even votes at the end, like on who's, you know, like who's won the debate for today, for the day. So I think it's a really important show to watch. It's a really important experience to be a part of, and I'd really encourage everyone to come watch it at City Theater.
Boy, you couldn't ask for two better spokespeople. Nikki, anything else you'd like to add?
They said it all. If you don't want to see it after that, I can't help you. but yeah, we run through February 12th, and you can get tickets at citytheatercompany.org.
Thank you so much, and I hope we'll see you again.